Welcome to the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... We conclude our interview with Tommy Welford, General Manager of Dukeman Family Winery in Driftwood, Texas. We've covered just about everything. We'll get to a few more details before we wrap it up, but tell me, what kind of things are you creating in the kitchen and what are your hours?
It's open to the public Thursday through Sunday from 12 to 6. And that, again, if we don't have a wedding or rehearsal dinner going on, but we post everything and all the updates on social media. But we go anywhere from homemade pizzas, where he makes the sauce himself, the dough himself, he makes it every morning. And then it goes all the way to Parmesan and truffle fries, which is probably our most popular seller. Because once you sell an order of that, the truffle just kind of lofts the room and everybody wants to order a set after that. But we also have nice cheese and charcuterie boards, burrata with homemade balsamic cherry tomatoes and fresh castinis. We're going to do a homemade artichoke and spinach dip coming soon. We kind of go with the seasonal. So right now, like I said, the burrata was with the cherry tomatoes and balsamic, but we're also... Texas peaches are coming into season, so we'll switch that up and Chef will do whatever he wants to do with that. But we try to switch the menu up, but the staples are the fries and the pizzas. Get a pizza, drink a bottle of wine, and head back home. But, you know, it's up to you. But sometimes we'll have music on the lawn as well with a nice little one or two piece band, which kind of tends to keep people out here a little bit longer, but you can stay as long as you want.
I know the wine industry is heavily regulated federally and states. Even some states have different counties that have restrictions. But to direct ship in Texas, wineries need a permit from the state government. The volumes cap at 9 gallons per month, while the annual limit is 36 gallons. So where does the Dukeman Family Winery fit into the shipping of wine across states? You are shipping wine, correct?
Correct. We actually, that is a new feature that we just started about 2 weeks ago. We can ship to about 40 of the states. There are a few that we can't. There's a few in the New England area, Alaska, Hawaii, obviously Maine, Alabama, and Mississippi for some reason, but all the other ones we can. If you just go onto our website at Dukeman Winery, that's DUCHMANWINERY.com. You can shop all of our wines, and then it'll give you different shipping options and then whatever wine you would like. But that's something we're very excited about, shipping out of state, which should help with our wine club members as well.
Being the general manager of an award-winning and huge, expansive winery as Dukeman Family Winery, I imagine you've got some hurdles to maintain a smooth-running business. At the end of the interviews, I'd like to ask, is there an obstacle or something that you have overcome that you can take pride in?
It's more or less holding your staff and your people to a standard of maintenance. You definitely, hospitality is at the forefront of what we service here in the front of the house. If we ever get any kind of negative feedback, I like to use that as actual a learning tool and having my people learn from it. Every day to treat everybody, every guest that walks through that door like it's their first time. We only have one chance to make our first impression, obviously, and I always strive to make that perfection, even though perfect is unobtainable, but I like to at least ask for that from my staff.
That's a great way to look at it. Even though perfection is unattainable, you still strive to try to get there. Nothing can be more frustrating than have employees being apathetic towards customer service. All right, Tommy, thank you very much for taking your time out to talk to me. Let's get all of your contact information, your social media, and your phone numbers, and let's get all of that out there.
So anytime you can reach us at Dukeman Family Winery, it's Dukeman Winery, DUCHMANWINERY.com. There is a questions page on there, an inquiry page. If you have a request for an event or tasting that you want to set up, wine club, you can sign up for as well. Our contact phone number is 512-858-1470. Extension 2 will go to our tasting room. 7 will go to our events, and 9 will go to our director of hospitality. So anything, any inquiry that anybody has, we can get you to the right place. Social media on Instagram, it's Dukeman_family_winery. And if you just put Dukeman, then we pop up pretty fast because there's not many of those out there. And Facebook is the same way. It's Dukeman Family Winery, and it should come up immediately.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.